33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Private space exploration company SpaceX is building a spaceport in Brownsville. It's just taking a little longer than expected. Initial projections by SpaceX owner Elon Musk had rockets lifting off from the beachfront site by 2016. Well, that hasn't happened, despite receiving over $15 million in tax dollars from the state of Texas. Now SpaceX is asking for more money to complete the project. In January, the company applied for another $5 million from the state. Here to help us understand what this means for Texas's space industry is Alexander William Salter. He's an assistant professor of economics at Texas Tech University and part of the school's Space Studies Hub. Professor Salter, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for having me.
So how might a list of pros and cons look as the state weighs whether to grant SpaceX another $5 million?
So I think it would make the most sense to start with the con.
Mm-hmm.
The strongest argument against is it's generally not a good idea for state governments to be in the interest of picking economic winners and losers.
Mm.
State governments are most effective when they create governments conducive to generalized economic growth. We want the state to be a referee rather than a player in the game. That being said, the argument for is that many other state governments are aggressively courting companies like SpaceX.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, and I believe even Puerto Rico, has made SpaceX an offer, both in the form of public funds and tax credits and those sorts of benefits. So the risk is, especially for elected officials, if they do not also try and court SpaceX, that they're going to, quote unquote, lose SpaceX's business and the employment opportunities that that brings.
Now, we mentioned Texas has already given SpaceX about $15 million. Is there a risk that SpaceX could really shut the project down and move elsewhere? Or do you think we're too far down the road for that?
I would say never say never.
Mm.
SpaceX is going to need additional locations. Again, Georgia is still actively courting them for future locations, and it's not inconceivable that even at this late stage, they could pull it and switch. That being said, from what I've been able to discover, the cost overrun in this case compared to the projected benefits is not out of line for similar projects. It's actually pretty standard for this sort of thing to take longer than initially projected.
Mm.
This particular magnitude of additional commitment does not seem out of line from what I've been able to discover.
So if Texas wants to develop the kind of thriving space industry that's been envisioned and talked up by some, do you think it'll be necessary to continue to spend taxpayer money on incentives, or could Georgia give us a run for our money in those goals?
That's hard to say. So it looks like so far some of the slowdown has been in environmental concerns.
Hmm.
Not in the sense of creating environmental costs, but clearing the land has proven more difficult than intended. SpaceX has a history, a track record of saying that they're going to complete projects sooner than they actually do, but they also have a track record of delivering.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that this is going to happen. It's just going to happen behind the original schedule. So personally, at this point, I don't see much of a risk of SpaceX pulling. It is possible, but I would say not likely. But again, from the perspective of the elected officials that stalk the public funds that go into developing projects like this, their constituents like seeing employment growth. And so it's hard for them to sort of let this one go by the wayside and even run the risk that another state government might get SpaceX to relocate to their jurisdiction.
You mentioned there about SpaceX's track record, but I mean, to be truthful, the private space industry is really still in its relative infancy. Is this news of SpaceX seeking more money indicative of kind of a growing pain, since folks may be unsure of exactly how much things cost and what the challenges might be to move forward for something like a spaceport? And that's a commitment I suppose we have to make now. We can't make 10 years from now, because by then it will be done.
There's definitely some uncertainty in the private space economy right now, since SpaceX's business is largely providing launch services, and there has been sort of a government budget squeeze with respect to those sorts of things. You might project that the benefits for SpaceX having this exclusive facility would be lower than otherwise. At the same time, commercial growth for private space exploration and private space operation of small satellites and similar technologies is growing steadily. This is the time for public authorities to move if they want to get in on the ground floor, so to speak. That being said, I would be a little bit cautious about this, since economists tend to think that the use of public funds to create private benefits lend themselves very easily to abuse.
Mm.
That being said, the competition, and there's no really better word for it, that the Texas state government is facing from state governments like Georgia down the road makes it very understandable why elected officials in Texas are doing what they're doing. And so it definitely behooves us to continue monitoring the process. We always have to make sure that taxpayer resources are being spent effectively.
Alexander William Salter is an assistant professor of economics at Texas Tech University and part of the school's Space Studies Hub. Professor Salter, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.